The Eddie Cantor Show, a rebroadcast for the American Armed Forces and their allies, with Nora Martin, Harry Von Zell, tonight's guest, Bonita Granville, and the star of the show, Eddie Cantor.
What a loving sailor boy was Eddie McGuff. When it came to making love, he was a bit rough. He'd meet a sweetheart in the parlor. They'd be there a minute when she'd holler. Eddie, steady, steady, Eddie, please don't hold me tight, 'cause it isn't right. Eddie, steady, steady, Eddie, if you must be sentimental, treat me just a bit more gentle, won't you? Stop it, stop it, stop it, or I'll call for my ma right away. You got a million kisses, how much can I feed ya? Honey, save your strength, you know the Navy needs ya. Eddie, steady, steady, Eddie, Rome wasn't built in a day. Love is a commodity which I can't ration for boys who are at the Great Lakes Naval Training Station. Eddie, steady, steady, Eddie, Rome was built in a day.
Fellas, and I want to thank all Chicago for the wonderful reception I got at the railroad station. Harry Von Zell.
What a reception.
Well, Eddie, I'm sure you must have been given some kind of welcome.
Oh, yes, I was, Harry. I was so honored. Mayor Kelly of Chicago came down to the railroad station in person.
Oh, boy, what happened?
Like everyone else, he couldn't get a ticket. He'll have to go to Peoria next week. But, Harry, I love Chicago, and I couldn't wait to have that first swim in Lake Michigan.
Oh, well, Eddie, isn't
what?
It? Jeepers, it's a little cold to go swimming now, isn't it?
Not if you do what I did.
What'd you do?
I went into a little bar near the lake, had a shot of brandy to warm me up, and then, Harry, you should have seen me do a crawl stroke, floating on my back, kicking my feet.
In the water?
No, in the bar.
Oh.
What do they put in that brandy, Harry?
I don't know.
For 15 cents, it should be the best.
Say, by the way, Eddie,
yeah.
I understand most of the boys in our audience here are receiving their basic training.
Yes, Harry? A lot of these fellas haven't seen a girl for 6 weeks. You see, they're in boot camp.
Mm.
They get up every morning at 5:45, drill. All right, you get up, don't you? You get up. They drill, they swab decks, and even do their own laundry, Harry.
Yeah, I wonder which part of boot camp they think is the toughest.
Not seeing a girl for 6 weeks. but the boys get a lot of training in boot camp, you know.
Yes, I know. One thing the Navy does is teach the sailors to tie all kinds of knots.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I know a young farmer who joined the Navy, and he says after the war, he'll never go back to farming.
Why not?
He's so used to tying knots, he's afraid to take a chance milking a cow, you know.
That could be bad.
Yes.
You know something, Eddie? I'll bet these...
Look, here's a guy practicing.
No. I was just thinking, Eddie, I'll bet these boys really look forward to their first Saturday night in Chicago.
Yeah, but let me tell you how crowded it is, Harry. One sailor took his girl out, and every place was so crowded, they had to squeeze into the North Shore train, squeeze into a restaurant, squeeze into a bar, and the movie, he wouldn't take her there at all.
Well, why not?
It wasn't crowded. Harry...
Yeah.
Tell me, how do you like the weather here in Chicago? Tell me.
Oh, well, it's fine now, Eddie. I got a big kick out of the snowstorm we ran into several weeks ago on Howard Street.
Harry, that wasn't a snowstorm. That was 2,000 sailors blowing the foam off their beer. You know, Harry.
Yes, Eddie.
I learned a very interesting thing talking to a sailor.
What?
Howard Street is the first big street the boys hit on their way to Chicago, and because it's a dividing line between two towns, for a stretch of 10 blocks, there are bars on only one side of the street, Harry.
Well, what's on the other side?
Who knows? Nobody ever goes there, Harry. And I have more information.
You have?
You think this was information, please, you know. Harry, during the last World War, Jack Benny, you know, our friend Jack?
Yeah.
Jack Benny was a sailor here at Great Lakes, you know.
That's, yes. Say, how did Jack Benny happen to get into the Navy?
Well, I'll tell you. His father made him a blue suit that was too tight. His mother pressed it on the wrong way, and he was in.
Well, that explains it. I know Benny spent many years around Chicago, didn't he?
Yeah, that's true. The reason Jack had to leave Chicago was on account of the wind. It got too embarrassing.
Embarrassing? Why?
His toupee used to cross the street, and he'd still be standing on the other side waiting for the light to change. Now, fellas, here at Great Lakes, I want you to meet lovely Nora Martin. Oh, Nora. Nora, listen to that reception. These boys must really love you here.
Oh, they're just flirting.
Oh, no, Nora. No, 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 no. Oh, no. You got them wrong. Let me tell you the difference between love and a flirtation. When a sailor winks at a girl at a hot dog stand, it's a flirtation. But when his dog tag whistles at the mustard, sister, that's love. Nora Martin singing Besame Mucho.
Besame, besame mucho. Each time I cling to your kiss, I hear music divine. Besame mucho. Hold me, my darling, and say that you'll always be mine. This joy is something new. My arms enfolding you. Never knew this thrill before. Who ever thought I'd be holding you close to me, whispering it's you I adore. Besame, besame mucho. Each little dream would take wing and my life would be through. Besame mucho. Love me forever and make all my dreams come true.
That was Nora Martin singing Besame Mucho. And now, fellas, I want to introduce a talented young actress who was such a big hit in Hitler's Children and who is currently appearing in Song of the Open Road. Here she is, from Hollywood, Bonita Granville. Gosh, Bonita, how lovely you are. Gosh, you know, to think it wasn't so long ago I used to ask you to sit on my knee. In fact, it seems like only yesterday.
You asked me yesterday, too.
I was just showing off for the sailors. No kidding, Bonita. That dress you're wearing sure looks beautiful on you.
Why, Eddie, you saw me in this dress 8 years ago when I was 13. The very same dress, except for this little flower.
Same dress? What a change a little flower can make. He's thinking of a whole garden. Look at him. Anyway, Bonita, after 8 years, there's a change in all of us, you know. Tell me, Harry, Bonzel, what are you laughing at?
Those same 8 years, Eddie, what they did to her and what they did to you.
Well, Harry, I just haven't got a dress with a flower on it, that's all.
That
you know.
Must be it.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Tell me, Bonita, when did you realize you were growing up? I mean, when you noticed your dresses were getting tight on you?
No. When I noticed the boys noticed it.
Oh. I'm another boy who's always noticed you, Benita, and I've loved you in every picture I've seen you in.
Thank you.
Which reminds me, did you see me in Thank Your Lucky Stars?
Well, I didn't see the picture, but I heard about it.
You heard about it? Why didn't you go and see it?
I told you. I heard about it.
Oh, go. Encourage her, because she's a girl. Go ahead. Take her, Harry.
Yeah, I got her, Eddie. Look, Benita, are you enjoying your visit here at the Great Lake?
Oh, yes. It's been very interesting. I saw the boys line up this morning for inspection before breakfast.
Yeah, when did they go to breakfast? Tell me something. When did they go to breakfast?
After they got through inspecting me.
Well, Benita, that's because you're in the in-between age. Every time I saw her today, she was in between two sailors. And speaking of two sailors, Benita, let's show the audience what happens when two sailors from Great Lakes get a 10-day leave and go into Chicago. Harry Von Zell and I will be the two sailors.
Hey, hello, mate.
Hello, mate. Say, tell me, bud, what are you doing on the corner of Clark and Madison?
I got a 10-day leave.
Oh, swell. Where are you going to spend it?
On the corner of Clark and Madison.
Well, that's silly. Why don't you spend your leave with me and have some real fun?
Well, where are you going to spend your leave?
On the corner of Clark and Randolph.
Say, mate, can you have any fun in this town?
Are you kidding? Can you? Take a look at these postcards.
Wow. Where'd you get them?
Bought them from a guy in an alley. Get it. Yeah. Get a load of this one. Tall and beautiful, huh?
Oh, boy. The Wrigley Building.
And look at this one. The courthouse. And here's the Michigan Avenue Bridge. And hey, wait a minute. The guy stuck me.
He stuck you?
Look, he threw in a picture of a dame, the crook.
What are you beefing about? She's standing in front of the aquarium, ain't she?
Oh, yeah. Wow. The aquarium with all the little fishes. Yeah. Look at that.
Hey.
What?
Hey, look. Here comes a guy from the shore patrol.
So what? If he asks for my Liberty Papers, you know what I'll tell him?
Hey, Mac. Where's your Liberty Papers?
Here they are, sir. That's what I'll tell him.
What do you want with us?
Well, a lieutenant passed by and you fellas didn't salute him. We got a drive on to make you guys salute your superiors. If you know what's good for you, you'll salute. Can't you bend your elbow?
What do you care? You ain't gonna buy us a drink.
Who said that? Who said that?
He did.
Who did?
You did.
I did? Oh, I'm sorry. So long, fellas.
Well, I'm glad he apologized. I don't want any run-ins with the shore patrol after the beef I had with a tough bouncer down the street, you know.
Tough bouncer? Did you put up a fight?
Yeah, but she threw me out anyway.
Hey, that's too bad. Hey, tell me, any luck with the girls on this corner, you know, flirting with them?
Sure. I saw a beautiful blonde pass by this afternoon.
You did?
Yeah, she was with a Marine, but that didn't stop me. I still made a date for tomorrow night.
What are you gonna do?
Shoot pool with a Marine?
A fine thing. With a beautiful blonde around, you make a date to shoot pool with a Marine? What a dope.
Oh, yeah? When that Marine's waiting for me in the pool room, who do you think I'll be out with?
Maybe she's got a friend for
me. Hey, you're too bashful. You'd be afraid to talk to a girl.
Oh, yeah? You see this girl coming down the street? Watch this. Hey!
Well, hello.
Hey, what are you doing tonight, sister?
Going to a dance. See you later.
Okay, sister.
Who is that?
My sister.
Oh.
Hey.
Yeah.
There's a beautiful girl over there standing by the bus stop. Why don't you wink at her?
No, I got something better than that.
What?
Just watch. Yeah. It's working already. Look. Here she comes.
Pardon me, sailor. You dropped your handkerchief.
Thank you, but that wasn't my handkerchief. It's my hat.
Your hat?
Yeah, I washed it and can't do a thing with it. Say, miss, we're a couple of sailors on shore leave.
Yes?
Well, it's only 10 o'clock and it's too early to go to bed.
Yeah, and we're wondering, can you do a big favor for a couple of lonesome guys?
Well, what is it?
Would you tell us when it's 11 o'clock?
Say, you mean you fellas are going to call it a night at 11 o'clock? Well, you do sound lonesome.
Yeah, miss, you see, I'm stationed at Great Lakes and it's tough getting used to new climate and new surroundings. I don't mind telling you, I get pretty homesick.
Oh, well. Well, where are you from?
Waukegan. That's 10 miles from here, you know.
Well, if you boys are lonesome, hey, suppose I let you take me out and show me Chicago.
Oh, boy, would you?
Well, can we get started right away?
Sure, let's call a cab, fellas.
Taxi, cab?
Yes.
Okay. Taxi.
Taxi?
I'll pay for it, fellas.
Taxi!
It was very nice of you two boys to bring me here to a movie.
Oh, forget it. We'll hit every spot in town.
Yeah. You know, it's so romantic sitting here in the dark holding hands like this.
Oh, stop being silly.
Tell me, does this ring on your finger mean anything special?
No, they just gave it me when I joined the Elks.
Whose hand? Here we are. What do you think of Chicago's swankiest nightclub?
Gosh, the Shapery.
Yeah.
Boy, I never thought we'd be showing a girl a place like this, huh, mate?
How long have we been here?
About 2 hours.
Do you like it?
Yeah. What do you say? Shall we go inside?
Hey, mate.
Yeah.
Wasn't this a wonderful night?
Yeah, wasn't she a wonderful girl?
I'll say.
I got a phone number, wrote it down, and put it in my wallet.
You did?
Yeah, but you know, a girl like that, I'll never be able to call her up.
Why not?
She got my wallet.
Oh, hey. Hey, mate, look at what time it is. We're supposed to be back at the base at 12. It's 12:30.
Oh, boy. 12? Are we in trouble?
Yeah.
What do we do?
Well, there's only one thing to do. Let's put it on a man-to-man basis. You call Admiral Carpenter,
yep.
Explain the dame and everything, and he'll understand.
Oh, no, you can't do that. I got a better idea. You know how servicemen love to receive mail?
Yeah?
Let's write him a letter.
Fella to a fella, I'm a lucky guy, my friend. I'm in love with someone who's the apple of my eye, my friend. She's the sweetest little miss. She's a-waiting for my kiss. And soon I'll be with her, I, my friend. The other fella said, you're a very lucky guy, my friend. But I betcha she won't let you. She'll be just like the day that she met you. She'll get you alone near the moon on high, and there'll be a dangerous look in her eye. But I bet you she won't let you, though you turn on your very best charms. You may sing like Bing Crosby or dance like a stare. You may turn into Superman, glide through the air. But I bet you she won't let you. She won't let you get out of her arms.
But I betcha she won't let you, though you turn on your very best charm.
You may say, come on, sweetheart, come on, be a pal. You may give her a helmet from Guadalcanal.
But I betcha she won't let you.
She won't let you get out of her arms.
Oh, Benita.
Yes, Eddie?
Nora Martin is a great fan of yours, and she enjoyed your work so much tonight that I'd like to give her a chance to reciprocate and entertain you.
Oh, good. I love to hear her sing.
And I'm going to sing with her. Will you like that?
Well, frankly...
Never mind. I'm going to sing, too. Will you like that?
Take it easy, take it easy. Don't you think it's more romantic when a dance is slow? Take it easy, take it easy. What's the good of feeling high when all the lights are low?
Take it easy, take it easy. You've got lots of time ahead of us, the night is young. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't you know this music should be swayed instead of spun?
Take your time, dance it with ease. Take your time, slow if you please. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't you know you're not supposed to make a rumba jump? Take it easy, if you don't, I fear that our romance will hit a bump. Take it easy, don't you know it's time for romance when the music's sweet? Take it easy, you should really try to make your heart control your feet. Take your time, dance it with ease. Take your time, slow if you please. Take it easy, you're too far away for me to whisper in your ear. Take it easy, don't you know you only get three pairs of shoes a year?
Take your time, dance it with ease. Take your time, slow if you please.
Too much haste makes for waste, so I've been told. Watch your step, save your pep, live to be old. Take your time, do it with ease. Take your time, we're through if you please.
You just heard a rebroadcast of the Eddie Cantor Show. Well, we have a few minutes remaining in this half hour, and they'll be well filled for the famous Count Basie and his orchestra. Ain't Misbehavin' and Jumpin' at the Woodside.
Thank you.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.